Looking back at this day in music history. This is the Coast Music Museum with Steph on 98.3 The Coast.
George Michael spent the first of 4 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Faith, December 12, 1987. Taken from the album of the same name, it went on to become the top-selling single in the U.S. for 1988. The love affair between Whitney Houston and her bodyguard had people flocking to theaters. And on December 12, 1992, the Bodyguard album went to number one, where it would stay for 20 weeks. It would be one of the best-selling soundtracks of all time, as well as the best-selling album, selling over 44 million copies worldwide. And there is nothing more powerful than the pride a parent has for their child. And the 92-year-old father of Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger beamed when he was in attendance and saw his son being knighted by Prince Charles December 12, 2003 at Buckingham Palace. And your artifact of the day, the Human League earned their first and only UK number one with Don't You Want Me on December 12, 1981. The group's singer, Phil Oakley, disliked the song so much that it was placed as the last track on their album, Dare. Luckily, fans did not agree, as the single went on to be the biggest seller for 1981 and Virgin Records' first UK number one as well. I'm Steph. That's the Coast Music Museum for December 12th on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.